All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And one of the features on the site is the Free Talk Live store. And something about the store that I really enjoy bragging about is the fact that we use the highest quality of merchandise, or at least we thought we were until we introduced one of our more recent items that turned out to be not quite what we were expecting. And to help explain the problem, I've got our store manager on the line, Johnson, in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah, well, I do a lot of research into whenever we purchase any sort of a product. And in this case, we just got hosed by a little creative marketing, as far as that goes. And then also just, I don't know. I don't know what to say about the company that we got this yet. I'm not going to mention their name yet.
Right, we can't mention their name because we're in negotiations to try to have some sort of a make good done here. Basically, we're talking about the much touted Free Talk Live multi-gadget. It was supposed to be an awesome piece of hardware, and it's turned out to be a bit of a disappointment. It still does its basic functions correctly.
It's still not, if you really look at it, it's still not that bad, especially now that we're selling it at cost.
Right, we've slashed our price.
Now that we're selling it at cost, it is definitely a worthwhile buy. I mean, at its current cost, you can look that item up on pretty much any price-slashing website and try and find it, and you will find it at that cost, or higher.
Right. It does what it's supposed to do. It's just that it doesn't do what it advertised to us that it would do. And on the product supplier's website, it was claimed to be a high-speed USB device. Turns out it's not a high-speed device. It's a USB 1.1 quality device instead of the newer standard of 2.0.
A big part of the reason, and I will just, to clarify this, the reason why we're slashing its price to be cost, and the reason why, we're giving on this at all and willing to take a loss, or at least, to try and break, only break even, is because it's not up to our standards. Now, the device, again, like we've said, it's not a bad device.
Right. Many of our customers are saying, don't worry about it, guys, because we've offered to everyone that's purchased one so far, which we've sold over, 60 of these, to everybody that's purchased one, we've offered some options. We've told them they
can... Yeah, and I'm surprised some people, I think some people weren't really thinking, and they're still willing, they can change it if they want to, but we offered $30 worth of merchandise as... one option for a make good, and then the other option was a $20 refund as back towards the purchase price of their item. In other words, slashing all of our profit off of the item and putting the item back at cost.
Right, trying to do whatever we can to make good and let our customers know that quality is critical to the Free Talk Live store, and we're not screwing around, we're not trying to leave them hanging or anything like that. Now, you mentioned $30 of merchandise, but the way you get that number, how do you get that number?
Yeah, because, we sell our T-shirts for $17.76. That's ironic, isn't it? So, we sell our T-shirts for $17.76, and we're also offering, when we ship this item back, to pay for that shipping.
Right.
So,
which is $10, basically.
Yeah. So, essentially, if they were to order a T-shirt from us from the store, that's, $27.76, so around, $30. And I think our hats are, some of our hats, because I said all hats are included, and I know some of our hats, I think, are a little bit more expensive. So, it's really, we're talking about anywhere from $27 to, $35, almost, dollars. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I think that's, it's important to point out that, we weren't satisfied personally. Some of our customers are saying, hey, this thing's fine. We're fine with it. It's no big deal that it's USB 1.1. But for us, on a business side of things, it was a big deal. And we're trying to take whatever action we can to make
it
right.
There are two reasons why I felt especially that this is a really big deal. One, there was a mess up that happened with the company. I'm going to say what the explanation was and why.
Okay, that's fine.
And why, I know the excuse might not matter to people, but I think it's important at least to mention that the woman who initially was taking the order from, you know, from me, her son, you know, maybe she was lying. I don't think so. She seemed like a very nice person in general, but her son ended up in the hospital, and someone else had to complete the order. And what happened is somehow the FM tuner, which is an option on the player, got neglected from being included. So that right there, it came down to a decision for me. Do I ship these immediately, or do I delay these items that almost all of our orders, almost all of our clients have been waiting on this thing for months?
Right.
You know, 3 months for some people who ordered right at the beginning. Do I delay this order another probably 2 months, or do I ship them and, you know, we offer a make good, you know, on just the FM tuner?
And you chose to ship.
I chose to ship because I know that there were people that were just chomping at the bit. They wanted to get their, you know, their multi-gadgets. And I didn't think that for most people, the FM tuner, first of all, it's almost a non, as far as financially, as far as the player was concerned, it's almost a non-issue. I mean, it was like almost no cost difference. And then I also thought that it might not be that much of a big deal. I don't think that most people are hugely, you know, FM listeners.
Yeah, that wasn't the primary reason people were ordering it.
I never, ever would have used the FM tuner.
Right. So I didn't think that, as far as I was concerned, that was a huge issue. So that was why I made that decision. But then the other main reason is that because the player was not USB 2.0, one of the things, and this, you know, irritates me a little bit about the manufacturer, I made it very clear that I wanted to install a portable version of Firefox that had where I had gone and installed a podcatcher plug-in into the version of Firefox.
You basically made a customized version of this internet browser, Firefox,
right,
especially for Free Talk Live listeners.
Right, so that would make it very simple for listeners to buy this item for a family member or someone who's less technically literate to be able to go, and they would be able to very easily download Free Talk Live. Well, because of the slower speed of the drive, that altogether pretty much renders that application useless.
Yeah.
Because a internet browser cannot run off of a drive at that speed. Now, a USB 2.0 drive, it's not incredibly fast to run Firefox, but it's not bad. I mean,
it's workable. Sure,
it's definitely workable. I mean, I'm going to school for programming now, and I bring the drive with me to have my own custom environment. And let me tell you, it's really nice to have all my saved passwords and my browser session history and everything. You know, everything about where I had been last sitting at that computer comes right back up. And I don't have to worry about passwords. I don't have to worry about, you know, what websites I was at.
Great idea, and the execution was completely destroyed by the fact that this item wasn't what we thought it was going to be.
Right.
So nonetheless, the price has been slashed. We're in negotiations right now with the manufacturer to see if we can maybe return the unsold inventory to them to try to basically we want to break even if we can on this and not take a huge loss. And so that's where we're coming from. And I hope our listeners, I think they've been pretty understanding so far, right? I mean, what's been the general response?
Well, the general response, there have been some people that have been very negative about this item, and then some people that have been very positive about it. It's been down the middle, and I think some people are, you know, in between, and they don't want, there are some people that are now strongly urging us because they're very afraid they don't want us to get completely out of the electronics market.
Well, and this is a bad first experience, and it could have been headed off by ordering a sample product in advance and vetting that and making sure it's what we wanted.
I want to repeat something, and I'm going to ad lib because I'm not sitting in front of my computer at the moment, but one of our listeners had a friend who got one, and he got one as well, and his came broken. His came actually non-functional. It was one of the, like, only really defective ones that just completely did not work.
Okay.
And he had a friend who got one as well and tested it and kind of compared and said, look, these things are not bad. And then also said that, you know, was kind of really went into talking about how didn't want to see us get out of this because of a bad first experience, but to see it more as a learning experience.
I think it is a learning experience. We've certainly learned our lesson to be very careful with electronics, and also I think in the future, if we're going to get into this again, we should probably do it down the line when we've got a little bit more capital to play with and and we've really vetted the product to make sure that we've got it right. But I wanted to have you on to really explain the situation. I think we've done a good job of it. Johnson, thanks, and keep up the good work. We'll check in with you again. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's
government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Ted Anderson from Midas, July 9, 2007. Gold, 661, 20 ounce gold coins could be purchased for 682.58, 332, 2680 for half, 168.40 for quarter. That's 682.58, 32680, and 168.40. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you. Oh, darn it. I'm so used to having Mark here.
You keep doing that to me. And Julia?
Well, all right. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. And those features include the wiki. And there's over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you, available for free. Wiki.freetalklive.com, WYKI.freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. As we go to the phones, to the fun, it's Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, you know, hello?
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, okay, I didn't hear you there at first. It's about these people that go on these internet chat boards and stuff and these mailing lists that have to do with, you know, liberty here in New Hampshire, and they express themselves and they get locked out.
What do you mean? What's going on?
Oh, some people have been locked out of, like, New Hampshire Underground.
You mean people like you, Tom?
Oh, I'm not the only one that's been locked out of some of these emailing lists. People get obnoxious to me at one email list that has to do with the Free State Project, mm-hmm. and then they get kicked out, and I get kicked out because of stuff I have been known to say elsewhere, you know? Not even on, mention any, I don't even say anything of that nature on the email list, but mm-hmm. they locked me out. So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I set up my own email list.
That's how you got to do it. I mean, it's private yeah. property. These message boards and email lists are the property of their owners, and they can run them however they damn well please.
Just like if you're at a barbecue and somebody else's house, every 4th of July, every Independence Day.
There you go.
They invite you on over there for a barbecue. This year they don't. Well, people figure, hey, maybe if I disguise myself as somebody else, then maybe I can sneak on over there. Or, hey, I figure out a way to pick the lock on the gate and sneak. Hey, it's their property. Their website and their mailing list and their chat boards and all of that stuff is their property. You can't go sneaking in there. You got to respect that. So on that website that I have that has to do with the Free State Project, I set up my own email list, and all these people have been kicked out or just want to have some fun, as long as they're respectful to each other. That's all I'm
right.
asking.
That's what we need is more competing organizations vying for the attention of a variety of activists here in the state. And, Tom, good luck with that, and thank you for the call. We appreciate yep. hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think Tom touches on a point that anybody who spent a little bit of time on a message board, and I know you've got a few that you frequent, Julia, anybody that's spent a little bit of time on a message board inevitably is going to come across the post that says, "Hey, this is censorship. You're saying I can't talk about certain things here, and I have the freedom of speech." You ever come across any of those?
Oh, yeah. I actually used to frequent a message board, and there was some guy who actually hacked the site because his girlfriend, I guess somebody said, wouldn't let her say something.
Mm-hmm.
So he got all on the freedom of speech thing. And I said, you know, actually, you don't have the freedom of speech on private property. So he was acting very smart and like he was knew what he was talking about. And I just totally shut him down. And he...
Right. And on that particular forum, that's one of those forums that's for people in sort of the rave world, basically, because you used to go to a lot of electronic music festivals and parties and that sort of thing. And it's interesting because you've told me that on this particular forum, they don't allow discussion about drug use.
Yes.
Which, of course, is sort of a staple of the electronic music world. One could argue that the music is made specifically for people that are on drugs, though I don't know if that's necessarily
hey,
the
now.
Case. Because you don't use the drugs and you listen to the music. But anyway, there are people that want to talk about those issues, and you'd think that they would be able to gather together and discuss it there. But one of the rules on the forum is that that sort of discussion just isn't allowed.
And it's actually kind of funny because the hacker guy is back, and since he hacked the site, nobody wants to make him angry because they don't want the site to get hacked again because last time it got hacked, it was down for months and months, and it was sort of hard to bring it back.
Yikes.
So he is the only one pretty much that's allowed to talk about drugs because nobody wants
they won't
to
touch him.
Yeah, it's very funny.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
But it's that sort of thing where, okay, you don't like it, go and start your own forum.
Right.
If you don't like the rules, and at Free Talk Live's forum, we've got a forum with over 1,500 people subscribed to it. There are around 250,000 posts right there at bbs.freetalklive.com. There aren't a lot of rules. In fact, you're one of the moderators for the forum, and you don't really have to do a lot of work, do you?
No. I get an annoying email in my box every once in a while, and I check it out, and it's usually nothing, so.
Right, it's usually someone complaining about something they don't like, but it doesn't matter, because on our forum at bbs.freetalklive.com, it's virtually unmoderated. That's how I describe it. Virtually meaning there are a few exceptions. For instance, there's the occasional person that'll come on and just start spamming, just post the same message in every single forum promoting his or her website or some porn site or something like that. Not that there's not a rule against porn, there's a rule against spamming. So let's see, also there's a rule against racism, just because I don't like it and it's my forum and I don't want it there. So but there's also a difference between a discussion about race with maybe some people with some racist-leaning tendencies discussing honestly and openly their feelings versus just people just spewing hate. And so where do we draw the line? Well, wherever we want to.
It's your forum.
Right, because it's our forum. Is it arbitrary? Maybe. Does it matter? No, it's my forum. I get to do what I want with it. And if you don't like it, the Internet's a big, big place, and you can go out and start your own. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live, Lee.
Yeah.
Hey,
your Moldy device, not sure how it all came about. Don't have one. We'll never probably have one. But my guess is might have been from overseas.
Well, that's where most devices are made.
Right.
Overseas.
Very, very popular in the electronics world, and you can't buy a resistor for a computer or anything else that most likely hasn't been there for some part of its life, even
right.
If they didn't make the whole thing. But you have to give them specifications. This
That's
is
true.
What we want it to do. This is this. This is that.
Well, the problem here was we weren't having the device manufactured from scratch. This was a company.
Yeah.
This was a company that basically emblazons logos on already existing products. So we paid them to put the Free Talk Live logo on a product that's being sold all over the Internet. So the product already exists. We selected the product, and the reason we selected the product is because we were misled by a misleading description, which was written by a bunch of Americans that said that, you know, this product is such and such and such. It is a high speed device when in fact, it
right.
In fact, was
yeah.
not.
I grasped all that. But I guess maybe the point is try to sell a high-end product and brag about it being made in America, even though some of the resistors are made overseas. You know, they're to their spec or they reject them.
Do people make electronics in America these days?
Once in a while. Been known to happen.
Well,
and especially probably for the volume that you're talking about. You're not at the 100,000 level.
No, we're like at 100 level, basically.
There you go. You probably find plenty of independents out there that specialize in doing that. Will make you the cases, do anything that you want, because they're.
I'll buy a good quality product regardless of where it comes from. And really, this was our fault for not vetting the product enough up front. And I mean, good products come out of other countries, bad products come out of other countries. But I appreciate the suggestion, Lee, and thank you for the call. Oh, sorry about that. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the program. Head on over to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Now, Julia, you wanted to chime in on Lee's phone call a few moments ago, and you didn't really get a chance because we were coming up to the end of the segment. And Lee had called in from Montana suggesting that with the whole Free Talk Live multi-gadget debacle, which we discussed at the beginning of the hour, where basically we kind of got taken, our store where we're selling products online at store.freetalklive.com, our store manager and myself, we did our best to vet the product in advance, and we were just... There was just some misleading marketing information that made us think the product was something it wasn't, and we're pretty disappointed with it. And Lee called in to suggest that, well, maybe the solution is buying American.
Well, yeah, the way he worded it, I'm not quoting him exactly here, but he said, next time you should buy American and get something good. And I just was struck by that, I guess, because I'm sorry, but Japan is definitely beating us in the electronics department as far as technology is concerned, or at least that seems to be That seems to be true. It's a generalization, but...
Right. I don't know of any companies that are selling American-made electronics in the first place.
I don't either.
I'm curious. I mean, do they exist? If you know of them, maybe you could shoot me an email with a link to their website, just because I'm interested in knowing what sort of electronics are actually made here in America. I never heard of such a thing. It's just more economically efficient to manufacture electronics where they have very very specialized custom plants and robots and machinery that put these things together.
That's exactly what I was just thinking about is, I really like robots, so I sometimes follow some robot news, and it always comes right out of Japan. Like, they're making robots and stuff, and I have yet to ever hear about these robot and electronic competitions that happen in Japan happening here.
They happen here. They do. When Mark and I were out in California for the talk radio conference earlier this year, we met up with one of our listeners who is living out in L.A., and he's a young man. He's I think he's 18, and he's in his last year of high school, and his hobby is to build robots and take them to the competitions that you're talking about.
I wish I had time for that.
It's obviously more popular in Japan,
right.
And that's different. You know, it's different to say that they're, of course, in a country of 300 million people, they're going to be a significant, a good chunk of them that are going to be, or at least a percentage of them, will be interested in robots. But as far as manufacturing facilities go for electronic devices, like a Sony PlayStation or something else like that, I don't think they exist here.
Yeah, it just seemed silly to me to suggest that buying American somehow means that it's going to be of higher quality. I just don't see the evidence to back up that statement at all.
No, I think that's a fantasy. I think Americans would like to believe that because it says American made on it, that it's a higher quality. That's not necessarily true. Also, if you look at two products that are similar, one's made in America, one's made in China, that's not necessarily the only differentiating factor you should look at. Look at American flags, for instance. We talked recently about the state of
Minnesota.
Minnesota? I think Minnesota has made it illegal for vendors to sell flags that weren't made in America. Now, if you put a flag made in China next to a flag made in India next to a flag made in America together, there's certainly the possibility that somebody spent a little bit more on costs and put better quality material into their flag. But there's no way to determine that based on the country of origin. It's not necessarily the case that the Chinese people cut costs while the Americans went all out just because the American one is more expensive. It just simply costs more. If you were to put the same material and the same manufacturing process into each of those flags, the American one would cost more. Because it costs more to do business in America. It costs more to pay the employees. It costs more to buy the... it costs more to comply with all the OSHA regulations and the government rules and regulations that you have to follow. And those costs get factored down into the cost of the final product.
Minimum wage just went up again, didn't it? The federal minimum wage went up?
It has gone up. I don't know if it's effectively taken hold yet.
It's in steps, and it's coming soon. I believe it goes into 585 soon. It's up to 725 or something.
The minimum wage is slitting the throats of many American business people because they have to then look for other options. They either have to go out of business or take their business over to other countries, and that's what Americans should be upset about. Instead of encouraging Americans to buy from the United States, they should be encouraging Americans to oppose the government and all of its absurd regulations that are keeping prices high.
I was actually talking about this with somebody I work with, and he used to work in Massachusetts, and he worked for a fast food chain, and he said that the minimum wage went up in the state of Massachusetts, and immediately what happened was two things. They raised their prices,
mm-hmm.
and they started slashing corners as far as the quality of things and the production of things. They had to cut employees. And so the very people that these people who love the minimum wage are trying to help are actually getting cut from jobs.
Yep. It's tragic.
Yep.
But that's how it works. 1-800-259-9231. So there's nothing wrong with products made in America. Many of them are made to higher quality standards. Many of them are a better product. But you can't just look at the tag and say, oh, made in America, it must be better. It's not necessarily true. You've got to go a little bit further. You've got to investigate the quality of the product, what materials went into it, are they good quality materials, et cetera, et cetera. Was the manufacturing process good? Is the warranty good? That's another important factor.
I always liked it when Mark said, try to find a toaster made in America.
Yeah, good luck on that. And Also, as far as quality of products goes, we learned our lesson with the Free Talk Live store. We need to do a little bit more vetting. We weren't quite as careful as we should have been. It doesn't have anything to do with the country the product came from. Not at all. Do I want more government regulation of products? Would that have solved the problem? Would a government regulatory agency have guaranteed us a high-speed device instead of a low-speed device? No way. In fact, if there were government regulatory agencies involved, the costs would go up, and the products would not be made as quickly. There would not be as much innovation, and I could just go on and on about all the negative effects that government rules and regs have on the manufacturing process. If you want to know why manufacturing jobs have been leaving this country, look no further than government rules and regs. 800-259-9231. Let's go unscreened to the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live. Unscreened call.
Hi, this is Paul from Maryland.
Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, a couple nights ago, you and Mark were talking about if a woman killed her baby, would that be considered to be murder?
You mean after she had the baby?
Yeah, like after she had the baby.
Right.
And one of my suggestions is that I would say no until it became public knowledge. Because, you know, right now, let's say that, you know, it's illegal to smoke marijuana and you have marijuana on yourself. And let's say I had marijuana on my person and I go into a bar and there's cops in there and I walk out and I never got caught with it because I kept it concealed. Did I commit a crime?
Hmm.
Well, I don't consider marijuana smoking an actual crime, whereas murder's a little different.
Oh, true. But let's say carrying a, you know, concealed firearm is a crime. And I go into that same bar, and no one finds out that I had this gun on my person. And I walk out. Did I commit a crime?
Yeah, but once again, that's still in the sort of the same category of crimes
right.
by law versus crimes that man-made crimes against the state, as opposed to a crime that a crime that harms another person.
Well, okay, then let's say that I killed my brother out in the woods somewhere, and no one ever, you know, my parents were dead, nobody was around. Nobody ever missed him. See, it didn't become public knowledge until somebody stumbled over his grave and then...
Well, your brother would have to have no friends. He'd have to have absolutely no family members. He'd have to have no job. He'd have to be a total... he'd have to be completely disconnected from society in order for that to be true, and it's not. That's kind of a fantasy situation.
I have to agree with you, but I was just trying to point out that, you know, a crime actually isn't committed, no matter what it is, until it becomes public knowledge.
Thank you for the call, Paul. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I actually had an email on that whole, you know, killing the baby after you've had it issue. We'll get to that here in a moment. Take your calls as well. Imheb is on the line. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce his name, but we'll talk to him. Him or her, I'm not sure. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we've got to talk, and Julia's got the story about adult children. It's getting worse.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor
sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNlive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNlive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calventure soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show is by voting for us. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. You only need to do it once per month, and it makes a big difference because when you vote for us, it keeps us as the number one podcast in the world at podcastalley.com. And being the number one podcast means more people are going to see us and notice us and listen to us and come across the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Now, we just got off the phone. I think it was Paul in Maryland who called up on the amplifier line, and I feel like he was more focusing on the violence aspect as far as and he was putting forth it kind of an interesting concept, though I disagree with it.
So do I.
And that is that his concept was, well, if you murder somebody in the woods and they don't have a family and nobody knows them and they don't have friends, they don't have a job, then it's not a crime.
Right.
Because it's not public information. That's not true. When there is a crime committed. First of all, you were right, Julia, in saying that there's no crime committed with marijuana or guns or anything like that.
It's a state-created crime.
Right, a possession crime, for instance. A contraband crime isn't a crime because it's not an offense against a person or their property. When you take away someone's life, or when you harm their person, or when you deplete their bank account, or when you remove value from, basically, it's really a crime occurs when you remove value from someone's life without their permission. That's really what it all boils down to. So if you break into my home in the, you know, in the middle of the night and steal something from my kitchen, and I don't know that that thing is gone necessarily, let's say you take a fork out of my drawer, just because that crime's never going to become public doesn't necessarily
mean... It doesn't make
you
less of a criminal.
Right. You're still a thief.
Right. And to suggest, I mean, he said, for example, if he goes into a bar and he has marijuana in his pocket and then he leaves the bar and he never got caught by the police, then he wasn't committing a so-called crime. Now, in the eyes of the state, you've still committed the crime. You just haven't been caught.
Mm-hmm.
So even that is silly. It doesn't really make much sense.
800-259-9231. So I wanted to make sure that we clarified what crime really is. There are so many so-called crimes, it's easy to understand how people could be confused and say, well, because I smoke marijuana and I don't consider that to be a crime, so maybe stealing things isn't a crime either in my own mind, you know, because breaking these laws is so easy to do. It's easy to speed, it's easy to do drugs and drink and underage, that sort of thing.
Right, and if you actually define a criminal by somebody who breaks the law, then everybody is a criminal because everybody breaks some law. Because,
yeah.
And there's so many of them that how could you possibly not break one or even know you were breaking one?
Exactly. You'd have to be...
And
tied up in a room somewhere to not break a law on accident.
Criminals are created, or so-called criminals are created every single day with the passing of more and more laws. For example, in California, there was that city that has banned smoking everywhere except for single-family homes.
That's actually relatively new news.
Yeah.
And I had that story tonight. We might get to that in hour number three. We'll touch on that here in a moment. But let's go to the phones first and talk to, I believe it's pronounced, and I'm probably totally wrong, Emeb?
This is Emeb.
Emeb. Hi, Emeb. You're in Iowa, and you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to talk about your crimes here.
Sure.
And I think it's more of a point of victimless crimes. Like, I wouldn't consider myself a criminal if I went and walked around into a bar with marijuana, as Mark did. However, if I did go out and kill somebody, there's actually somebody that's going to get hurt in there. There's a victim.
Exactly.
If I go drink myself to death, I mean, there's technically I'm the victim, but I did it to myself. I wouldn't consider that a crime.
Right. When you deprive someone of their life or their property, or you deprive them of value by injuring them or something like that, you've committed a crime. If there's no one harmed, then no big deal.
It would be similar to like depriving Mark of his shirt, which I don't think that would be a crime.
Well, he's out in Vegas right now, and I don't know if you can find him maybe on the streets out in Vegas. You can.
I wish I had the money to do that.
With some cold, hard cash, because that's what it's going to take. Mark's all about the money, my friend, and no amount of calling and cajoling is going to convince him to take off his shirt. Wouldn't you say, Julia? I mean, Mark is pretty centered around money in his life, right? He's a salesman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you got to do. You've got to appeal to his financial interests if you want to get out of him what you're looking for. Thanks for the call, Emeb. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's not as funny when Mark's not on the air.
Not here to tell us all that he's a beautiful man.
Let's go to the email box. Since Paul had brought up an old email that we were talking about with this concept of, well, what about the mom in the free market? What about the mother who kills her baby, like the 16-year-old mom that's managed to conceal her pregnancy by some miraculous factor and had a baby in a bathroom somewhere, decided she didn't want it, so she kills it and dumps it in a dumpster somewhere? How would that situation pan out in the marketplace? Well, we got a couple of emails about it. Jay emails us. He says, let me be a little more serious than I was in my last missive. I've given this subject a lot of thought since longer than Ian has been. I've given this subject a lot of thought since longer than Ian's been around. I was, I think, 14 when Roe versus Wade happened, so I saw both sides of it. I was also adopted, so it was relevant. I think that at its root, liberty is about property rights. Each individual is sovereign unto themselves, able to own property, including themselves, which is your most basic possession. The big argument about abortion is, when does something become alive? Or when you're talking about humans, when does it become an individual? He says, I personally don't think something becomes human until it can think. I don't know when this is, but it's certainly after birth. I don't have references handy, but I read that one of the stages of human development is when the infant figures out that it's not part of its mother anymore. If you're going to draw a line, I think that's where it should be drawn. This is why I don't get bent out of shape about newborn abandonment, which is actually a complicated government-infested subject that I'm not going to talk about today. He says, what I did want to discuss is this. It doesn't matter where one draws the human lifeline, whether you draw the line at Mr. Heinlein's barrel, or if it starts when you buy a drink for that babe in the bar. If it's not yet a sovereign individual, then it's your property, to be done with as the mother pleases. If it is a sovereign individual, then it has its own responsibilities. Let me ask you a question. As a property owner, do you have the right to chase squatters off of your land?
Yes.
Well, of course. How about if you know that they're going to die if you do? Like, for instance, I mean, this is a theoretical, insane world. If fire was surrounding your land and you didn't want them on your land, and they would be sure to, sure to encounter death were they to leave your land, would you still have the right to remove them from your land?
Yes.
It's probably not something you should do, but you would have the right to do it. How about if you know that you're going to die if you don't? So if you don't remove these squatters from your land, you know that you're going to die, of course. I mean, who would say no to that one? He says, I think a person owns their own body. If there's something in it that they want removed, that's their right, even if that something is a fetus or a human. If you feel differently, then you have the right to try to hire them to gestate it. If you you don't have the right to force them to do so. And I got to say, I agree with Jay. As far as the whole property rights is concerned, I think that a baby is a part of the mother until the child is old enough to align itself elsewhere, if it so chooses.
Yeah, it's a really, really difficult subject, and I hear so many different opinions as to when life starts, and that's really what the argument is, and it seems like the best way to go about it.
Buck chimes in. He says, as a different emailer, he says, given that all actions in a free market economy are the sole choice of the individual who takes the actions, it follows that the resulting consequences are also their responsibility. So what would happen if the dead infant is found in a dumpster? He says, I envision many persons or groups who have a vested interest in discovering the mother of the child and the facts of the case. These would likely be religious organizations or charities, especially news organizations, or even volunteers that believe one way or the other in support or against such an action. In a free market, any individual or group would be free to hire investigators to discover the facts surrounding the case, or persons who feel strongly enough could volunteer their time, effort, and resources. These people could then be free, upon discovering the facts, to take any number of actions, possibly including offering assistance and counseling to the individuals involved. News groups would naturally publish articles and news reports, and persons who disagreed with the killing would be free to pay money to take out ads and billboards, etc., that describe the facts surrounding the incident. In a free market, all individuals, whether in support or of in disagreement with her actions, would be free to decide their own response to said action. Such responses could include ostracizing her from their private dealings. Groups could lobby other individuals to not do business with or in any way assist her. And also, groups would also be free to offer counseling and assistance if they so desired. For the people out there who want to prevent deaths of these children, obviously the free market doesn't prevent an infant from being killed and or allowed to die in this or any other manner. However, neither does our current system of laws and punishments. He says the free market merely allows each individual to choose their individual response to the facts based on their beliefs and their interpretations of the facts. There will also be likely many more options available to the woman and child in a free market system. So I like that idea.
That's what I was just thinking, actually, that I am sure that there would be absolutely less abortions and less of this sort of behavior in a free market society.
With people that are more responsible,
right,
and more market-oriented and more oriented around their own lives instead of just screwing up and making mistakes. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
What?